This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Republican Congressman Ken Buck announced today that he will seek a fifth term in 2022. Buck had already said he would not seek a rematch against Democratic Senator Michael Bennett next year. Buck's 4th congressional district spans the Eastern Plains, but its borders may change as Colorado redraws congressional district lines this year. AAA says people who use both alcohol and cannabis are more likely to be riskier drivers. Spokesman Skylar McKinley says they're more likely to speed, run red lights, and text while driving.
This is why it's so important for those of us who can really monitor our behavior to be thoughtful drivers, because so many people just aren't.
McKinley says it's not safe to drive drunk or high, and especially both. A zero-emission power plant that runs on fossil fuels could be built in southwest Colorado. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackas says the company Net Power has been testing the technology for 3 years.
The system captures the carbon dioxide byproduct of the power plant to be stored underground so it does not enter the atmosphere and contribute to climate change. The company says the trial run was a success, and it's now moving to construct 4 commercial plants. One is planned for the Southern Ute Reservation in the southwest corner of the state.
Denver has a winter weather advisory, a fast-moving storm with heavy snowfall expected tonight for the metro area. 31 in Denver with light snow, Grand Junction 63 with a red flag warning until 9 o'clock tonight.